Very glad to be back here again.
我很高兴再次回到这里。
This morning, my wife is in Las Vegas preaching, of course.
今天早上我的太太在拉斯维加斯也是在布道。
There is a Chinese church there called Chinese Christian Church of Las Vegas.
那里也有一个华人教会，是拉斯维加斯华人教会。
So if you ever go to Las Vegas for something, go to that church on Sundays.
如果大家要去拉斯维加斯玩的话，欢迎大家在周日的时候也去那里敬拜。
And we've been preaching at the church from time to time for last maybe 5-10 years.
我们在过去的五到十年当中都陆续在那边讲道。
And somehow, even though they are without a pastor, the church grows.
虽然他们也暂时没有牧师，但是他们的教会也在一天天的增长。
So we've been working with them for last several years by preaching almost every month.
然后我们在过去几年当中一直跟他们一起合作，然后我大概每个月都会去那边讲道。
So this morning I'd like to invite you to study this passage we just read.
所以今天早上我邀请大家来一起学习我们刚才读过的这段经文。
Also this morning, my youngest daughter is always also preaching.
今天早上很有意思的是我最小的女儿也在讲道。
So all three of us are preaching at three points.
所以我们三个人都在三个不同的地方一起讲道。
So we praise God for the moment like this to serve Him whenever we can.
我们感谢神给我们这样的机会在我们能够的时候来敬拜来侍奉他。
So this morning I'd like to call your attention to chapter 1 of Philippians and found in the verses 3 and 5.
所以今天早上我邀请大家来一起读腓立比书第一章第三到第五节。
And I'll read again so that kind of refresh our minds again.
会再读一遍，让大家有一个很清楚的印象。
So he says, I thank my God every time I remember you.
所以他说，我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。
In all my prayers for all you, I always pray for you with joy.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
You know, the letter of Philippians is one of the joyous letters in the whole Bible.
大家知道腓立比书是一封充满喜乐的信。
And all through the short four chapters, Paul mentioned joy 16 times.
在短短的四章当中，保罗十六次提到喜乐。
And then his famous one is rejoice in the Lord, always.
他最有名的是在主中要常常喜乐。
And again he says rejoice.
然后他说我再说你们要常常喜乐。
So that's Paul's emphasis in this book.
这就是保罗在这本书信当中的重点。
And he learned to rejoice in whatever condition he may be.
然后他劝勉我们要在各种情况当中有喜乐的心。
So in this letter, Paul talks about we talk about the mind of Saint Paul.
在这里面我们也一起来讨论保罗的心。
In the next point, it says the mind of Saint Paul. What do we mean by the minds of Saint Paul in this letter?That's talking about Paul, what Paul is thinking. So Paul's mind in this letter was filled with joy. What's so proud of, what's being so joy about Paul? Because he is able to preach the gospel. Do you remember...Where was he writing this letter from?
大家还记得他是在什么样的什么地方写下这个腓立比书的吗？
He was sitting in the cold, damp
place called jail in Rome.
他是在罗马的一个寒冷又潮湿的监狱里面写下这封书信的。
Except for Timothy and a few friends, he was alone most of the time for almost 2 years.
除了提摩太和其他的几位弟兄之外，保罗几乎是独身一人，在待两年的时间里面都是这样。
So from a jail, Paul wrote 4 letters to his friends.
在监里，保罗写了四封书信。
One is called Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Philippians.
腓立比书。
Colossians.
哥罗西书。
And also Galatians.
和加拉太书。
And then he encouraged these brothers and sisters.To rejoice while he was suffering for the Lord.
他在为主受苦的时候，依然劝勉弟兄姊妹要有喜乐。
So that's Paul's mind, the mind of Paul rejoice.
这就是保罗的心。
The next thing is what's Paul's secret?
接下来我们也要讨论保罗的秘诀是什么。
What is the secret for having been jailed yet at the same time rejoicing?
他到底是有什么样的秘诀可以让他在监狱里面还保持喜乐的心
？I was one time in jail.
我有一次也下到监里。
In a police station in Wei Fang, Shandong Province.
我在这个山东潍坊被抓到警察局是吗
？Yes, I truly was. I was arrested while preaching the gospel with the church house church in Shandong.
当我在这个山东的家庭教会讲道的时候，和一些人一起被抓住。
So they took us in because they said this is illegal church.
然后那些警察抓住我们说这个教会是违法的。
And then I quickly told my friends to call my friends in the United States so that broadcast that in the radios, television, and newscasts in the America.
所以我很快的就是。立刻通知我在美国这边的朋友，让他们在美国开始广播和报道。
But fortunately, I was there only for 12 hours.
很幸运的是，我只被关了12个小时。
Because the Communist China police cannot keep an American citizen more than 12 hours without telling the embassy.
因为中国不能把就是不能在不通知美国大使馆的情况下面把美国公民监禁超过12个小时。
So that was my last jail experience in China.
所以这是我上一次在中国被下到监里的经历。
But I got smart.
然后我就学聪明了。
Because I say, do you have an arrest warrant for me?
我就问他们说你们有逮捕令吗
?They say no.
他们说没有。
Then I better call American embassy right now.
然后我就说，那我最好是现在就打电话给美国大使馆。
He said, "Oh no, 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 no."
他说不要，不要，不要，不要，不要。
We just came to know you, make friends with you.
我们是过来跟你认识认识，交个朋友的。
And then his attitude changed.
然后他那个警察的态度就改变了。
So he told his assistant, "Lai, lai, 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 bring some tea."
然后他们就说，来来，喝点茶。
And then around dinner time, 小笼包上来了。
And 在晚饭的时候，他们就有小笼包。
Two decks of them, 小笼包。
然后很多小笼包。
And then he brought me egg drop soup with seaweed.
还有那个紫菜蛋花汤。
I remember clearly because they brought it in, and then they say, "Oh, please, please have some dinner. It's getting hungry. You are, aren't you not?"
就是我记得很清楚，因为他们就是那个时候就拼命招呼我吃饭，多吃一点儿。
Then I pretend says, "Oh no, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to eat under this circumstance."
然后我就拒绝，我就说我不要在这种情况下面吃这个饭。
And they say, "Oh, just eat a little bit, you know, 好小小意思啊。
然后他们就劝他就是小小吃一点。
But actually, I was hungry.
但是他其实很饿。
And then I ate some. I said, "No, no, no, take it away."
吃了一点，然后他就让他们把他撤走。
So that was my short experience as a preacher in the gospel, and were arrested for by the Chinese government 公安 for 12 hours.
这就是我作为一个传讲神福音的牧师被中国的公安抓住12小时的经历。
But I I did not. I wrote some letters and I wrote my diary in the jail and make sure that I have my record straight.
我在监里也写信，然后写我的日记，让我能够更清楚地记下这件事。
But Paul was in jail for 2 whole years.
但是保罗是在监里待了两年。
Paul's mind was filled with the Christ.
而保罗的心中充满了耶稣。
And then his joy is that the joy of the Lord is his strength.
然后他说神的喜乐是他的力量的源泉。
Similarly, you cannot have rejoiced without God's goodness in you.
相同的，如果你的心中没有神的话，你就不能有真正的喜乐。
So Jesus Christ is the source of his strength and joy.
耶稣基督是保罗力量和喜乐的源泉。
Because this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Even while he was in jail, he wants to know Jesus Christ.
就算他在监里，他也希望、渴望更进一步的认识耶稣。
So Paul is encouraging us this morning. We can rejoice whatever circumstances we may in.
所以今天早上保罗也鼓励我们说，不管我们在何种的境地当中，我们都可以有喜乐的心。
And then the third introduction is Paul's emphasis on spiritual things over material things.
然后第三点就是保罗强调的属灵的事物比物质更重要。
So Paul is saying that the spiritual things have priority over material things in the sense of that no matter what the circumstances may be, he's rejoicing.
保罗能够说这个，就是因为不管在何种境地下面，他都在喜乐之中。
And those are his spiritual secrets, we call them.
而这就是他属灵的秘诀。
And that's why Paul brings this prayer into his audience in verses 3-5.
这就是为什么保罗能够把这样的祷告写进腓立比书。
So do you pray with joy?
当大家祷告的时候，你们是带着喜乐来祷告吗？
That is a great prayer of Paul.
这一段保罗的祷告是非常好的。
And that is today's lesson.
这就是我们今天要讲的这个课。
So he's talking about a fellowship that transformed the life of believers.
他在这里说的是一个能够带来生命改变的一种交通。
And then the what kind of fellowship it is that transformed your life.
然后那是一种怎么样的团契能够改变你的生命呢？
And I want to share with you 3 points about how a fellowship, any fellowship, Christian fellowship can transform you.
我想跟大家来分享三种这个团契改变我们生命的方法。
So number one that I want to share is a fellowship in the gospel.
第一个是在福音里相交。
So brother and sisters, whenever you have a fellowship, it must be in fellowship with the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，每当你们有团契的时候，这一定要是与福音一定是这个福音的团契。
So that means you must have God's word in your fellowship when you gather together.
所以当你们在团契当中聚会的时候，必须要有神的话语在你们中间。
See, otherwise it is just gathering for fun, for dinner, for potluck, or anything else.
如果没有神的话语的话，这就和大家平时的就是聚餐或者聚会或者是这个带菜聚会没有什么区别。
So Paul is thanking the church and Christians in Philippi that how wonderful that was. He was able to have fellowship with them from the beginning.
然后在这里，保罗就是为他们，为腓立比的教会从头一天直到如今都能够同心合意的与保罗一起聚会来感谢神。
When was the beginning?
什么是从头一天起呢？
That is when the church was founded, when the Apostle Paul left the jail in Philippi.
这个就是在他当时建立这个在保罗当时建立这个教会的时候的第一天起。
And then the church was founded at the home of Lydia.
这个是在这个利底亚这个姊妹的家中建立的。
And that is a church began with one family and one jailer who became a Christian, the whole family. Two families became Christians.
这就是当时这个教会开始的时候，就只有那一家，还有一家是这个在监里的人，他们两家成立的教会。
And then what happened was in the jail, Paul baptized the jailer. Remember when the jailer says there was an earthquake?
对，就是在保罗被下到监里的时候，那个就是监狱当中有这个大的震动，然后那个监狱长就信了主。
So the jailer thought the door would open and then the prisoner would escape and he would lose his life.
那个监狱长当时就是看到就是那个监狱里面震动，然后门都打开了，然后手铐都松掉了，然后他就觉得说这个保罗和他的同伙已经逃了，他就怕丢掉他的工作。
So he was going to kill himself, and Paul said, "Stop! We're all here."
然后他打算就是自杀的时候，保罗就出声说，不要这样，我们都还在这儿。
And then, of course, they believed Jesus Christ, and then the Paul baptizing them that evening while he was wounded were being healed.
然后当然，他们后来就信了主，然后保罗就为他施洗，他们的伤也都好了。
So that is what happened when they baptized, and then when Paul left the jail, the next time the family of Lydia joined Lydia, the jailer joined Lydia for a small church.
然后这个当保罗出监之后，这个监狱长他们一家人就加入了利底亚他们那家人，然后他们就开始了这个腓立比教会。
So that is from the first day. Paul is talking about the first time they met. That was the beginning of the fellowship of the gospel.
然后这就是保罗在这里所指的第一天，就是他们当时开始团契的第一天。
So this is something that Paul is treasured about how he started a fellowship. It eventually became a church.
就是保罗是非常珍惜这样一个第一天，就是他开始了一个团契，然后后来渐渐的长成了一个教会。
So a fellowship in the gospel, meaning you share God's word, share the experience together.
福音的团契就意味着你要在这个团契当中分享神的福音和神的话语。
And the next point I want to share is that it means that fellowship today, sometimes good or bad, sometimes it's just a gathering of people.
而我想也想提到就是今天其实我们团契经常就是人的聚会。
But the emphasis of our Christian fellowship is koinonia.
但是我们最就是在我们基督徒的团契当中最重要的其实是这个koinonia.
Yes, the koinonia is a Greek word for fellowship.
是希腊语的团契。
And it's very interesting, it's a Christian vocabulary only used in Greek New Testament.
就是单单在希腊语的新约当中专指基督徒的团契的一个词语。
It means a Christian sharing together of their experience in the gospel.
这就是代表着基督徒们在福音当中交通。
And then the next point is that this is the emphasis of the gospel fellowship.
然后这才是神团契的这个重点。
And when you gather together next time for fellowship, make sure you have gospel fellowship together.
当我们下一次团契聚会的时候，我们一定要确定这个是福音的聚会。
And then we thank God for fellowship.
我们要为着团契感谢神。
So whenever you have opportunity for fellowship, make sure you go.
所以当大家有团契的机会的时候，一定要参加。
You know the Jesus resurrected from the dead, and then Jesus told them to go into the world.
当耶稣基督复活的时候，他差遣使徒，到这个世界上。
And then he says, "Go preach the word, and then I will be with you."
然后他说，传扬我的福音，我也会在那个事工上面与你们同在。
He will be with you. That means those who in fellowship, God be with you.
所以这就意味着，当我们奉着主的名，做福音的团契的时候，神就在那里与我们，在我们中间。
God's Spirit is with us every time we meet at church or fellowship or at home.
当我们团契，不管是在教会还是在家庭当中，神的灵都在那里与我们同在。
And that is what is meant by fellowship from the beginning of the gospel in Paul's experience with the Philippians.
这就是保罗所 指的从第一天起他们就开始的在神当中的团契。
Now let us look at the church in Philippi.
接下来我们可以看这个在腓立比的教会。
We do not know too much about this church other than what was told in Acts 16 after Paul was beaten up and the next day he went to the home of Lydia.
我们关于这个教会所知不多，只有在这个《使徒行传》第六章当中，就是保罗被打之后到了这个利底亚的家中。
We know that it was not a big church, but basically a Gentile church.
然后我们知道那不是一个大教会，而且那个是一个外邦人的教会。
Because all the names mentioned in the book are basically Gentile.
因为在圣经当中提到的名字都是外邦人的名字。
Because Lydia is a Jewish convert from a Greek background.
因为这个利底亚是
Greek background.
是一个希腊背景，希腊出生的人。
And the Greek jailer also Greek background.
然后在那个就是第二个这个就是监狱长也是希腊人。
And also, remember in Acts 16, there was a slave girl who was possessed by the demon.
然后在《使徒行传》第十六章，也有一个女孩是就是被鬼附的。
Remember, it was called that the girl kept on bothering Paul, and Paul cursed her and then drove the demon out of her.
她一直来搅扰保罗，保罗就命令这个。鬼出去。
And then, of course, the master of the slave girl felt his business gone.
然后这个女仆的主人就觉得她的这个仆人就消失了。
And then they started a riot against Paul, and then they beat Paul, and then drag him into the arena, and then tried to kill him.
然后他们就为这个就是告保罗，然后把保罗这个下到监里。
So I want to show a little few slides from my trip to Philippi some time ago. So this is the theater right in the center of Philippi. This theater can sit 25,000 people.
然后这个我想跟大家分享几张这个腓立比的图。这个是在腓立比中心的一个。就是类似于竞技场一类聚会的地方。
Yeah, open air theater, amphitheater.
对，露天剧场，然后能够坐2500人。
So this will be a place for plays and athletic meetings and for 25,000 people.
然后这个就是可以就有这个公共的这个什么演出啊或者聚会啊都可以坐在这里，能够容纳25,000人。
So Philippi was a kind of popular city named after the father of Alexander the Great.
腓立比是一个很著名的这个城市，它是被亚历山大大帝命名的。
Yes, and then there's a harbor there, so a colony of Rome is well popular city at the time.
然后他们那边有很多什么设施，然后是一个非常著名的城市。
And then the next few slides will show you how they develop today. And then I walk through the city, and then the synagogue, and so on, and temples like this.
对，然后这些照片都是他今天是什么样子的。然后我在那边就是也去他们的会堂，然后他们的这个。
Yes, here's you see a cross there.
然后你可以看到这里也有一个十字架。
So that means that there was some sort of Christian assembly there, Christian assembly or some sort of gathering with crosses around 2,000 years ago.
然后大家在2000年前的时候就有一些基督徒聚会的地方，然后他们也用十字架作为记号。
And then later on we'll see a jail supposed to be a jail where Paul was stayed. He was arrested right here. So here you have a plaque designating this is St. Paul's jail.
然后这个接下来这个监狱就是当时保罗所待的那个监狱。
The next slide will show you it's not a very big jail, so here it is, maybe about 20 feet long.
然后这个大概就是监狱里边，然后它大概有20英尺长。
Yes, you can see the poles trying to support the hall there also, so it will not fall down.
所以大家可以看到这个柱子撑着这个监狱，不让它掉下来。
So of course, there was an earthquake there, according to Paul, according to Acts 16, so that some of the parts were falling apart, and then that was essentially the jail where Paul stayed.
然后这个就是《使徒行传》所记载的，就是保罗使这个监狱震动，就是他在那边的这个监狱。
So apparently it's not very big, but there may be maybe 10, 12 people there, plus the jailer's home inside, and then there was another place the other side of the jail.
这监狱其实不是很大，大概能够装下10到12个人，就是包括保罗他们几个，然后那个监狱长他们一家。
And then there was this entrance of the jail. The next slide will show you the hall going to another part of the jail, this area, which did not say Paul's jail, but it's a bigger place than the smaller jail.
然后这是监狱的另外一边，它比保罗待的那个稍微大一点。
Okay, so that is the kind of a background of a Philippian jail, and also the church there. We will find that in the Paul's days.
这就是关于这个腓立比还有保罗所待的监狱的一点背景。
So what happened was in history, afterwards they built a kind of a monastery in remembrance of Paul and Lydia in that location.
然后在这个之后呢，大家就建造了一个就是来纪念保罗还有这个利比亚一家人的地方。
And there was also a river there, kind of a pond.Where Paul baptized the family of Lydia.
然后他们也把当时就是保罗施洗的那条河给找到。
So Paul, in remember these two families, thanked them for their fellowship with them from the beginning.
然后保罗在腓立比书一开始的时候就感谢这两家人，为他们从头一天起就同心合意的兴旺福音。
So this is almost 13 years after Paul's visit of the Philippi.Church.
那时候从保罗开始建立腓立比教会已经过去13年了。
Paul visited Philippi around 53 AD.
保罗就是是在主后53年的时候访问腓立比的。
And then he wrote a letter from Rome to Philippians around 66 AD.
然后他写这封信的时候是主后68年。
He was basically impending his execution in Rome.
他就是基本上是在罗马等候他的审判。
Remember that Paul lost his life because according to history, Nero was a very anti-Christian emperor and killed him before he was able to see Caesar.
如果大家还记得的话，就是保罗是在这个非常反对基督教的这个尼禄王手下就受害了，他甚至都没有能够见到凯撒。
So this is the first house church Paul built in the Asia.
这个是保罗在亚洲建立的第一个教会。
So this is what Paul is saying that he remembers those fellowship he founded.
然后。这就是保罗对他建立那个教会的回忆。
So in the fellowship, we have something in common that bound us together.
在团契当中，我们一直有一个就是同样的部分是能够把我们是能真正把我们聚在一起的。
So what bound them together was the gospel, preaching the gospel, joy of gospel.
而这个纽带就是福音，就是我们一起为福音事工。
And then the second point I want to show the fellowship of all believers in Christ have in common.
然后这第二点就是我想跟大家分享的就是信徒相交的这个共同性。
So I hope that through this around five or six of six, seven areas of common fellowship, I hope our brothers and sisters here can understand what fellowship is really all about.
然后通过这个大概就是五六七八点的这个分享，我希望大家可以看到，就是团契真正是意味着什么。
So the first one is it is a fellowship of gospel of grace.
第一点是这个我们的交通是恩典的交通。
The gospel of grace, grace meaning the gift of God.
恩典就是从神而来的这个礼物。
And then it says Philippians 1 and 2, it says, grace and peace to you from God, our Father, Lord Jesus Christ.
在腓立比书二章的一到二节嘛，是在这，第一章的第二节说，愿平恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
It is a fellowship with the Spirit.
这个是与是与神圣灵的交通。
It is a fellowship that begins with the gift of God.
而这个交通是从神的恩典开始。
It is a spirit that comes into you when you have fellowship together.
是当我们一起奉主名聚会的时候，这个恩典就进入到我们当中。
You know, sometimes we come to fellowship, we kind of feel cold, feel lonely, and so on.
很多时候当我们聚会的时候，你会觉得冷啊，或者觉得孤独啊。
But after we're sharing, we're praying, and we share together our life begin to warm up.
但是当我们有很好的分享和祷告之后，我们的生活就好像就是开始变，渐渐的转暖了。
And that's what Paul is talking about.
就是保罗在这里所说的。
It's a fellowship of the Spirit, in the Spirit.
就是在神圣灵当中的聚会。
And then Paul says, if you have any encouragement, let the fellowship of Spirit go on.
然后保罗说这个当如果你们有什么互相劝勉的话，就让这个交通就是继续下去。
And then in the Philippians 2:2 says, then make my joy complete by being like-minded,having the same love, being in one spirit and purpose.
然后腓立比书第二章第二节说，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Paul is saying that whenever we have fellowship, we have a fellowship of the like-minded love, and then also in one spirit and purpose.
对，这就是说这个我们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思意念。
That is a fellowship in the gospel, in this grace of God.
这个就是在福音当中的交通。
Then the second, it is a fellowship of faith.
第二点是信心的交通。
It's just as Christ draws sinner to himself, we can approach God through faith.
就是当耶稣基督吸引我们罪人的时候，我们是可以通过我们的信心与主相交。
This fellowship of faith is talking about faith in Christ Jesus, of course.
这个信心当然是指在耶稣基督当中的信心。
Because in 1 John 1:3 and 4 says, we proclaim to you that which we have heard and seen, that you may also have fellowship with us.And our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And we write these things, make your joy complete.
在约翰一书第一章第三到第四节说，我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
So that is a fellowship of faith.
这个就是在信心当中的相交。
And that fellowship of faith is with Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
而这个信心是在父子和圣灵之中的。
So you can see that just as we worship in the church with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we have fellowship too in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
就像在教会我们奉父子与圣灵的名聚会一样，我们也可以与他们一同团契。
So brothers and sisters, do not neglect their fellowship time together.
所以大家不要忽视在团契当中一起交通的时间。
You know, sometimes we don't have fellowship, we grow cold, we distance ourselves from us, from the Lord, and from the Bible.
所以当我们没有这个团契生活的时候，我们经常会这个就是觉得这种寒冷，然后我们会渐渐的远离神。
You know, sometimes we say, oh, so-and-so is not in fellowship with us anymore.
有的时候我们会说啊，谁谁最近经常没有来聚会。
That means they are not having common with the gospel anymore. They kind of departed, drifted away from the Lord, from the church.
这就意味着他们最近就是没有在这个福音当中，他们很可能就是渐渐的离开教会。
Or someone who has sinned against God and who refused to repent, we say, with this fellowship with that person.
然后当有的时候，有些人犯了罪，然后他们又不想认罪的话，他们也会渐渐的远离这个团契。
So a fellowship of faith, that means that we're together with a common bond, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
而这个，信心的交通就是说，我们都同享在这个主里的信心。
Yes, and then it is, number three, it is a fellowship of prayer and thanksgiving.
然后第三点就是在祷告和感恩中相交。
And believers pray both individually and also corporately.
信徒有的时候一个人祷告，也有的时候同心合意的祷告。
And we pray together to glorify God.
当我们在一起祷告的时候，我们也一起荣耀主。
And also they remember one another in prayer in thanksgiving.
而我们在这个祷告和感恩当中也互相纪念。
That's why many of you, whenever you possible, should come to prayer meeting every week.
这也就是为什么当大家有空的时候，就应该来参加我们每周的祷告会。
In prayer meeting, we give thanks also in prayer.
在祷告会的时候，我们也在祷告当中感谢我们的神。
You know, sometimes we're lazy, sometimes we're late, sometimes we're busy. We could not make it to fellowship, prayer fellowship.
有的时候我们懒惰，有的时候我们非常忙碌，有的时候我们迟到，我们不能参加祷告会。
But I guarantee you that whenever you come to fellowship, prayer fellowship, your hearts will be warm, and when you leave home, you say, "I'm glad I came today."
但是每当你能够参加祷告会的时候，我向你们保证，当你离开的时候，你的心里都会充满了温暖，然后你也会感谢说，哦，还好我今天来了。
Yes, that's what is commanded.
这是耶稣基督给我们的命令。
And if you cannot come to church fellowship, have your dorm fellowship, home fellowship. Whenever you cannot come, have your own fellowship, a prayer fellowship in where you live and where you work.
而且当你不能参加这个团契或者是祷告会的时候，应该在你的家里也有这样的团契。
Paul says, "In all my prayers for you, I always pray with joy."
保罗在这里说，每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Pray with joy, that means he has something to thank God for their lives, for their faith.
欢欢喜喜是因为保罗有可以为之感恩的东西。
Number four, it is a fellowship of believers.
第四点是信徒彼此相交。
Fellowship like this is kind of attractive to people.
像这样的团契是和这个参加的人息息相关的。
It draws people together because of your warmth, because of your love for God, love for each other.
因为我们当中有对神的爱和对彼此的爱，我们才会紧紧的聚集在一起。
So this for fellowship is kind of a contagious that you draw one and then somebody else follows you.
从这个意义上面来讲，这种相交其实是有传染性的。你先开始了，然后大家会就是渐渐加入进来。
So I would advise that sometime we have our own fellowship at homes.
所以我建议大家要在自己的家中也常常有这样的聚会。
Do you know that all early churches in Christianity in Rome and Palestine so on, all the churches began at home.
大家知不知道早期教会其实都是从家庭教会开始的。
And that's why I say today Chinese churches in China, majority of them are in homes, we call house churches.
这就是在今天中国也有很多这样的家庭教会。
And then that's why they grow so much, because the fellowship that draws together attract each other.
这大概就是为什么他们今天增长如此迅速的原因。
That's why the house church grows so fast to the point that they have 80 million to 100 million.
就是到了今天他们已经有8000万到1亿人。
Almost some predicted, some scholar predicted 130 million, about one 1/10 of the population in China.
甚至有些学者说，其实他们现在已经有1.3亿人，就是中国整个人口的十分之一。
And then those are the living witness, as we see in Romans 15:26.
这个就是，这个就是这种像在罗马书15:26所记载的这样子的活的亲眼的见证。
It is a fellowship that the people give, not only materially.But spiritually,
这个就是，这种团契是大家愿意就是去给，不管是在属灵上的还是就物质上的。
Because Apostle Paul says, they're together in a partnership with the gospel.
他们这里保罗说他们在与圣灵和福音一起同工。
And then in Romans 15:26, it says, to the Romans.Paul wrote, for Macedonia and Achaia were pleased to make contributions for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem.
保罗在罗马书15:26说，因为马其顿和亚该亚人乐意凑出捐项给耶路撒冷圣徒中的穷人。
So our partnership in the gospel, you give materially, also spiritually.
在福音当中的这个同工，我们是在属灵上和在就是这个金钱上面都是要去奉献。
I was in China about 4 or 5 years ago when the Sichuan earthquake took place.
当这个四川汶川地震的时候，我就在中国。
And I was in northeast China preaching. Then afterwards, they gave money to the for the rescue of the people in Sichuan.
我当时在东北传道，然后。那个时候我们也为四川地震来募捐。
So afterwards, people rushing in to give money in the offering box.
然后当那个我们开始募捐的时候，大家都就是抢着往这个捐款箱里面来投钱。
Those people did not have too much money. They are all farmers.
那些人其实并不是很富有的人，他们都是农民。
But with whatever they had, they rushed into the offering box, stuffed it in, and then they were so happy, able to give.
但是不管他们就是自己有多少钱，他们都非常乐意的，就是冲到这个捐款箱，而且他们就是因为他们能够去给别人帮助别人，感到非常的高兴。
And that is number 5 is a fellowship helping each other.
这就是第五点，彼此帮助。
They help each other to grow.
帮助彼此来成长。
They help each other based on people's needs.
他们根据别人的需要来帮助他们。
And this is where Paul thank people in Philippi for their contributions.
这就是保罗感谢腓立比人的。
Paul is thanking them in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 15. It's a very wonderful passage to know and to memorize.
就像在腓立比书4:15所写。
And Paul, after saying, is rejoice in the Lord, and he says, more than over you, Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only.
在这里保罗说腓立比人呢、啊、你们也知道我初传福音离了马其顿的时候论到受受的事除了你们以外并没有别的教会供给我。
And verse 16 says, for even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. And 17, not that I'm looking for a gift, but I'm looking for what may be credited to your account.
接下来在16-17，保罗继续说，就是我在帖撒罗尼迦，你们也一次两次的打发人供给我的需用，我并不求什么馈送，所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的账上。
And verse 18 says, I have received full payment, even more, I'm amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gift you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God.
第18节，但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳、所喜悦的祭物。
Yes, you can see that Paul is using a 2,000 year ago accounting principle of crediting and giving and receiving.
在两千多年前呢，就可以看到保罗在好像用一种会计的口吻来记录他所受到的这样的馈赠。
And this is what is called the fellowship of helping each other and grow.
这就是大家可以看到团契是怎么样让我们能够互相帮助，一起来增长的。
So, brothers, sisters, when you see somebody in need in your fellowship, give to them what they need.
所以大弟兄姊妹们，当我们看到在团契当中有人有需要的时候，就按照他们的需要给他们。
Yes, if it's money, give them some money and give them materiality. So give them material things.
如果大家如果他们所需用的是金钱呢，就可以从金钱上面帮助他们。如果他们所需要的是这个属灵上的成熟，大家就可以按照那样的去给他们。
And this Philippian church enter a partnership with Paul in terms of giving and receiving.
而在这里，腓立比教会就与保罗同工，来在这个就是互相帮助上面。
And Paul in Philippians church, Philippians book of Philippians is basically a thank you note to the church in Philippi.
而在这个腓立比书当中，保罗也好像是写一个感谢信一样的，把它写给腓立比的教会。
But he opened with thanksgiving in prayer.
他是从这个感恩的祷告开始的。
The number six kind of fellowship we have in common is that it is a fellowship in promoting the work of the gospel.
而第六个相同性是这个促进福音工作。
So it is an active cooperation in the gospel activity.
这个是一个非常主动的在福音当中的同工。
And they join hands together.
一起携手。
And in 1 Corinthians 9:23 it says this.
在第也在腓立比书他这么说。
It says, I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share its blessings. 1 Corinthians 9:23.
Oh, okay. 是哥林多前书第九章第二十三节。
I do all these things for the sake of the gospel, that I may share its blessings.
凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
And that means in mission, in gospel work, and in giving.
这个就是在他所有的这个传教分享福音的工作当中的。
So in other words, Paul says, whenever you give, you see the giving as a blessing to others.
保罗这里说无论何时，当你给出去的时候，你就把这种给予当作对别人的祝福。
See, that's why Jesus says it is more blessed to give than receive.
这就是耶稣基督所说的，施比受更有福。
And then when you give, you have a heart of giving from Jesus.
而当你去给予的时候，其实你就有了从耶稣来的这种乐于奉献的心。
You know, those farmers in Dongbei gave a gift to the Sichuan earthquake victims. They were willing to give because they have love for Jesus, also for the love of people who are suffering.
当那些在东北的农民愿意为四川地震的灾民就是做这个捐献的时候，他们其实心中就有从神的爱，然后他们也有对这些受灾人的爱。
Because they joined the right hand of fellowship for each other.
因为他们在这个团契当中愿意一起互相帮助。
And number seven, the kind of fellowship we have in common is a fellowship of in separation.
第七点是这个造成分离。
This may sound strange to you, separation fellowship.
这个大家听起来估计很奇怪，为什么团契会造成分离呢？
Because the kind of fellowship we're talking about is against the world.
因为我们在这里所说的这个团契生活是与世界为敌的。
Because what we mean is that when we have fellowship with God, we do not fellowship with the world who is against God.
这就意味着当我们在与神有这个团契的时候，我们就不与这个世界 不与这个与神为敌的世界有这个团契的关系。
I'm not talking about the completely separate yourself in the monastery or like the Mennonites and so on. They have their own community. They're dislocated from the world.
我不是在这里要劝大家这个出世。
And then what we mean is that we are different from the world's thinking, thoughts, purposes, words, and ways.
而是我们要从这个世界的道路思想当中 和想法当中分离出来。
And then for that fellowship, there are possibility between light and darkness.
而在这里我们也是知道就是光明和黑暗是不能相交的。
So therefore, in 2 Corinthians 6:14, maybe we can turn to that as a lesson to separated from the world.
在哥林多后书的
6:14 Basically, tell us how to separate ourselves from the world.
他教导我们如何从这个世界当中分离出来。
And you probably heard this before. It says, "Do not be yoked with together with unbelievers. What do the righteous and the wickedness have in common? Or what the fellowship can the light have with darkness?"
这里说你们和不幸的原不相配，不要同父一个，义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
And verse 15 says, what harmony is there between Christ and Baal? And what does a believer have in common with the unbelievers?
第十五节他接下来去说，基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？
And verse 16 says, What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God.
第十六节，神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿。
So this is what we mean by the fellowship of separation.
这就是我说的这个团契其实会造成分离。
And then we cannot stand in one hand on the Lord's temple and also same time.On the worldly temple, which are basically against God's principles.
这就意味着我们不能同时又敬拜神，然后又敬拜这个世界。
We cannot have says we have fellowship with God at the same time we fellowship with the devil or the world.
我们不能同时与神团契，又与魔鬼团契。
Number eight, that is finally, it is fellowship of warfare.
然后，第八点是在征战中的相交。
And the believers struggle side by side against principality of the world.
我们是时时与这个世界征战的。
And because this is Apostle Paul told us in Ephesians 6:12 says, For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil.In the heavenly realm,
就如同在保罗在以弗所书六章十二节所说的，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
So in other words, we cannot have fellowship with the world at the same time holding on to our Christian faith.
这就意味着我们不能一边向世界妥协，一边又说我们坚守我们自己基督的信仰。
So what I mean the fellowship with the world is that you hold on to the world's goods in terms of allegiance to them, follow what the world says.
这里就是跟从世界，就是跟从这个世界所说的。
And here it says fellowship with the evil one. That means the evil. That means the devil himself wants us to do away from God. We set our hearts away from God. We do not pay attention to the world, I mean to the God's word. We do not give to the gospel and we do not worship. That is what the world is trying to tell us.
而这个世界和这个魔鬼就是为了要让我们去离开耶稣的福音，去离开教会，去停止聚会和敬拜。
And that is what Paul have in mind that we struggle not with the flesh and blood.
这就是保罗所说我们并不是与属血气的征战。
So we have to understand, I thank God for your fellowship in the gospel in these terms.
这就是我们去理解保罗为什么要感谢他们能够坚守神的福音。
And then in life of Paul, the Lydia, the owner of a home of a purple work opened her heart to the gospel.
在保罗的生命当中，这个莉迪亚打开她的心门，接受了福音。
And then she was able to support Paul's ministry as we read in the Philippians 4.
接下来她就能够去支持保罗的福音工作，就好像我们在腓立比书第四章看到的。
Apparently, Lydia had a good business of making purple cloth basically for the imperial rulers.
这个莉比亚能够有一个很好的生活，因为她会做这个紫色的染料，所染的衣服是给皇家用的。
And Lydia basically said to Paul, if you take my faith seriously, you must stay with us, and then basically opened her home for the church.
然后保罗就对她说，就是如果你要侍奉神的话，你要把你的家打开，作为这个教会。
So there began the early church in the Philippi.
腓立比的教会就是这样开始。
I was there 4 or 5 years ago as a film the slideshow.
我大概在4年前去过那里，我有一段。
So I was there. Look up their yellow page or Google. There's still one church there, Evangelical Church.
所以我在那边的时候，我就搜索看那边还有没有教会，那边就还有一个教会是这个播道会。
So almost after 2,000 years, because of one lady opened her heart home to the gospel, is still there in terms of faith.
因为2000年前有一个女人向神的福音打开了她的心门，也打开了她的家门，直到2000年后，现在都还有一个教会在那里。
That is what the fellowship is all about.
这就是属灵交通的意义。
And then finally, it is fellowship with God.
然后最后一点就是这个我们的团契也是与神相交的。
And Paul mentioned this 3 times in this epistle.
保罗在这里提到了三次。
He points to our fellowship is with God.
他说我们的相交是与神的相交。
It's a fellowship with the Holy Spirit and fellowship with the Son of God.
也是与圣灵还有与子的相交。
So you see, it's a blessing each time we have fellowship.
所以每当我们有团契、有交通的时候，就是一个祝福。
And this is the way that we have in privilege in sharing God's word and with each other.
这就是我们能够和彼此互相分享福音，本身就是一个特权。
So in other words, it's a high privilege to be Christian, able to share God's word together.
成为基督徒又能够分享神的话语，本身就是一个荣耀。
And open your hearts for the gospel.
为福音打开你的心门。
It is a power of God unto salvation.
这个是神的，这个是神的大能，使我们能够得救。
It is a power of salvation that open your hearts and mind, and then open the new world for you.
是。救恩的大能能够打开你的心门，也打开你新的人生。
And in conclusion, I want to share with 3 things.
最后我想跟大家分享三件事。
Because the fellowship is in Jesus Christ.
因为交通是在耶稣基督当中的。
And then why is it important?
为什么它那么重要呢？
Because Jesus told us, number one.
因为耶稣告诉我们。
Fellowship is a believer's testimony and light.
相交是信徒的见证和光。
Because Jesus said, I'm the light of the world.
因为耶稣说我是这个世界的光。
We are little Christians, we are light of the world too.
我们是基督徒，我们也是世界上的光。
We're little lights.
我们是小小的光。
You know, Jesus is like the sun.
耶稣基督好像太阳一样。
Shine the whole world.
照耀这个世界。
We're like the moon.
我们好像是月亮一样。
The other side, when the darkness falls, the moon still witnessing.
当黑夜降临的时候，这个月亮仍然在反射。
And B, also, next point, Jesus said that if you love me, keep my commandment, and the world will know you are mine.
而这个第二点就是耶稣说，如果你们有我的命令又遵守，这个世界就借此认出你们是我的门徒。
Yes, it comes by our lifestyles.
这是他谈论我们的生活方式。
And that lifestyle will become attractive to people
而我们这样的生活会吸引就是慕道友们。
And that will honor Christ.
而我们的生活方式也可以这样荣耀基督。
And number three, the church will grow as a result of more and more fellowship that is meeting at homes and churches.
第三点就是这个家庭的团契会带动教会的增长。
Each member have their own responsibility to bring into fellowship joy in the Holy Spirit.
每一个参加团契的人都有义务把心中的喜悦还有这个圣灵的同在带到团契当中。
You want our church to grow?
大家希望我们的教会成长吗？
Open your homes for fellowship.
打开你的家门，欢迎团契吧。
Open your fellowship for all these college students from China.
打开你的家门，欢迎那些从中国来的学生。
Open your home for a youth fellowship and children fellowship.
为青年团契和这个儿童事工也一样打开家门。
Give them food and give them fellowship.
给他们吃的，给他们团契。
And then you'll be blessed.
然后你会得到大大的祝福。
Because Jesus says so.
因为耶稣是这样说的。
It will bring joy and bring blessing to you.
他会为你带来喜乐和祝福。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, our God, we thank you for the joy of the gospel because you told us to bring joy. And as Apostle Paul says, he thanked the people in Philippi because their faith in you from the first day until then. We thank you for the church. We thank you for our church here. Thank you for all the churches in China who meet in secretly, also in homes. We ask that you bless them, bless their work together. Pray that you bless our ministry here, that your people will grow and people will love you and serve you in the homes and churches throughout eternity. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.